Blog Talk Radio.
Bind the devil in the name of Jesus. I rebuke you, Satan. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. God bless you all on this blessed Saturday. This is Brother Nate with another God's Word to Man broadcast. And once again, grateful to Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, excuse me, who has given us the chance to give the Word of God unto you. We thank God for all you listen to the broadcast. And once again, it doesn't matter what part of the world you're listening to the broadcast at. It doesn't matter what nationality, color, race, or gender you are. We want to welcome you to another God's Word to Man broadcast. The phone number is 323-870-3403. That's 323-870-3403. Now, if you have any prayer requests, any comments, any questions about the lesson, call us at this number, 323-870-3403. The phone lines will be open at all times throughout the broadcast. For those of you that don't like doing it over the air, contact us at the email address at godswordman@gmail.com. That's G-O-D-S-W-R-D, the number 2, M-A-N, @gmail.com. Once again, whatever the Lord gives unto us, that is what we give it to you. Glory be to God. So as we wait for my brother to join us, wherever you listen to him at, let us join. Let's come together in prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you once again that you have blessed us on this day to assemble once together again in your word. We thank you for the presence of your spirit, because you said where two or three are gathered together in your name, that you will be in the midst. So thank you, dear God, that you are here to make good on your word. And that, God, that you would supply us with what we stand in need of this very day. So, Lord God, we glorify you and magnify you and lift up your holy name, because you're worthy to be praised. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Glory be to God. We are on the fifth and final part tonight of Unscriptural Offices Are Not Part of the Restoration. We have been talking to you about certain acts that even Joseph Smith did and that many churches are doing today. We also named unto you some of the quote offices that the Mormons and Roman Catholic Church have incorporated to say to be of God. Let me pass my brother on here. God bless you, brother. God bless.
God bless you, brother. How are you?
Oh, blessing the Lord and binding this devil who've been just trying to hold up the broadcast, but glory be to God, the power of God rule. Amen. You try to keep me from getting on here connected, and then when I try to just connect you a second ago, he was trying to stop it on that. So, once again, thank God for the prevailing power of the Lord. Amen.
Amen.
We are, once again, on the fifth and final part on Unscriptural Offices Are Not Part of the Restoration. I just want to read a couple of verses here from chapter 4 of the book of Ephesians, and then I'm going to turn it over to the hands of my brother. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 10 and 11, possibly go to 12. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 10 through 12. If you're listening to us and you have your Bibles, why don't you join us? Because we want you to see this for yourself. And for those of you that don't, if you got a pencil and a piece of paper, just write this down. Amen. Now, Ephesians chapter 4, verse 10 through 12, the word of God says, "He that descended is the same also that ascended up far above all heavens, that he might fill all things. And he gave some apostles and some prophets and some evangelists and some pastors and teachers for the perfecting of the saints," or to help the saints come to maturity, "for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ." Now, we have been talking to you in this series about unscriptural offices are not part of the restoration. And we have been talking to you about the restoration work of God, and we've been letting you know what is involved in the restoration work and what's not. And therefore, we have been telling you that unscriptural offices, and we name some in this series, that the Mormon Church have, that the Roman Catholic Church have, and many other churches have, that they have come up with and expect God to honor. That is a no-no, okay? In this work of restoration, when God restores the church that he originally started, this extra stuff that he did not establish at first is not going to be involved, okay? So you can come up with all the officers' name. I don't care what church you're in. Now, I'm not trying to be funny when I say I got to be straight with you. I don't care what church you're in. You can come up with all the different kind of officers that you want. If it ain't established by God, you can cancel it. Because when the smoke clears, only what God had originally set up and established is going to stand. Now, that's the straight up truth. And as I told you on the last broadcast when me and my brother was on together, this work of restitution and restoration is going to be painful to the flesh. It's going to be painful to the flesh because there are going to be churches that say, we got this office and we uphold this office and this is part of our church. Well, God is going to tell you either you get rid of it or, hey, you're going to find out the hard way. I'm just going to be straight with you, okay? Amen. And people actually think that they can make up stuff and God honors it. Well, people, that ain't happen, okay? It wouldn't be a restoration if God does that, amen? Restoration is bringing something back to its original state. Now, that's one of the definitions of the word restoration. So God's original state, what he set up, as we have been seeing in this series, that he called his officers and he named them. So if you're going to put some stuff on the list that God is not establishing, God, well, you can cancel it. Okay?
Amen.
You can forget it. There's not wards or stakes or first presidency or DSC or archbishops. Ain't none of that on the list. Okay? No popes is on the list.
Amen.
None of that. Okay?
Amen.
And in this restoration work that the Lord is doing, none of those, quote, so-called officers is going to be a part of the original setup. It's not.
Amen.
Okay? And as I said before, as I get ready to close and turn over to my brother, this work of restoration, keep this in mind, people, is going to be painful to the flesh. So if you hung up in your flesh, that go for any of us, okay? Anybody. If you hung up in your flesh, this work of restoration going to be painful, okay? Because when you are pleasing the flesh or doing certain ways of the flesh, especially so long, and here comes the castor oil, okay? Many of y'all know about castor oil. Castor oil, I tell you what, if it had to be put on a list of very tasteful medicine, it would not make it, okay? It ain't going to make the list. But what did it do? It cleansed you out. I guarantee you, if you had a cold up in there, I'm talking about the pure castor oil. If you had a cold and really? Mama gave you that castor oil, when she gave you that castor oil, in fact, before she gave you that castor oil, tell all your friends that you'll see them in a couple of days.
Amen.
Okay? Tell everybody you know, if you're working and helping somebody, say, hey, I don't mean to be funny, but I can't help you in about a day or two. Because when you took that castor oil, buddy, y'all know I ain't got to say any more fuck. Amen? I ain't got to say nothing else fuck. So on that note, praise be to God. I'm going to turn it over to the hands of my brother. Take it away, brother.
Amen. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Don't nobody want that castor oil. Amen. They don't want the real thing. That's the real thing.
No, they want bubblegum. They want bubblegum flavor, brother.
Yep. Like you said, brother, it's going to be hurtful to the flesh. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. I got to read something to you, okay? Now, we've been telling you about all these different names and things that don't belong, okay? Now, we ain't going to go over that no more because we already touched on that, okay, several times. So I'm going to read something to you referring to what my brother was saying to you just now. Thank you, Jesus. Talking about hurtful to the flesh. And thank you, Lord Jesus. This is Malachi. This is the first chapter of Malachi, okay? And I want you to listen very closely, okay? Thank you, Lord Jesus. Malachi, the first chapter, starting at the first verse. The burden of the Lord, of the word of the Lord, is up to Israel by Malachi. I have loved you, said the Lord, yet ye say, wherein hast thou loved us? Was not Esau Jacob's brother, said the Lord, yet I loved Jacob, and I hated Esau, and laid his mountains and his heritage waste for my dragons of the wilderness. 4. Whereas Edom said, we are impoverished, but we will return and build the desolate places, thus said the Lord of hosts, they shall build, but I will throw down, and they shall call them the border of wickedness, and the people against whom the Lord indignation forever. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Now, we are building up, right? The churches have been building up, okay? You see all these big old beautiful buildings, right?
Amen.
You remember what happened when Jesus Christ came to the Jerusalem, okay? And they was talking about how great the temple of Jerusalem was, right? And Jesus Christ turned and told his disciples that it's not going to be one brick left on top of another. And
amen.
Other people heard that word, okay? They took that word back to the high priest, okay, what Jesus said. They considered that as an evil thing that Jesus said about the temple. Thank you, Jesus. But Jesus Christ is saying the same thing about the churches in these days,
amen.
Okay? Thank you, Jesus. Now, people have set up churches, and they set up their churches their way, the way they want their churches to be, okay? And God has said, I don't approve of it because I didn't set it up.
Amen.
And you said, but Lord, amen, I have all the good intentions in the world. I meant this to be good, Lord. I did it for you, Lord. And
amen.
That's what you say. I did it for you, Lord. And no, you didn't do it for God. You know why? Because God don't get no glory. Who gets the glory of the church? You, the man,
amen,
the pastor, the founder of it, okay? The man that built it, you don't want to get all the glory. You get all the gravy. You don't leave none for Jesus. You just top it all up. And you say,
amen,
Lord, didn't I build a church in your name? And then you say, Lord, Lord, didn't I prophesy in your name? Lord, Lord, wasn't my church very beautiful, Lord? Wasn't it beautiful? Yes, it was. You had a nice church. It's a very nice church. How many thousand did you see? 7,000 people? Fill that church up, and you are doing everything in your own name. You're getting all the glory. You're getting all the honor. You're getting all the praise. And you didn't leave Jesus not one drop. And now you're gathering God's souls, right, unto this temple, right, unto this church. And you're not even giving God the souls. Huh?
Yeah. Amen.
Not only gather the souls, you don't even give them to Christ. You bring them into the other church that you built, and you add them to your collection. Thank you, Jesus. Bo, the devil is slick. The
Amen.
Devil is so slick. Okay, that's how, and he gets you to thinking just because you said, invited them to the, your church, you invited them to Christ. No, you didn't. When you
Amen.
Invited them to church, you invited them to something you built. Okay? God didn't tell
Amen.
You to build it. Built it anyway. Now, that's yours. That's your name's on it. You named it. And everything that it has is yours, okay? Now, this is what the Lord says. Let's go to Malachi, the third chapter. Behold, I will send my messenger, and he shall prepare the way before me. And the Lord whom he seek shall suddenly come to his temple, even the messenger of the covenant, whom he delight in. Behold, he shall come, said the Lord of hosts. Thank you, Jesus. Now, this is the one that you've been waiting on, but you don't realize this is the one you've been waiting on. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Because he didn't come the way you thought he was going to come.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. He didn't come when you thought he was going to come. This messenger of the covenant, okay?
Amen.
But his messenger was supposed to prepare the way before the Lord. You remember John the Baptist said that?
Amen.
You remember that? It was prophesied about John the Baptist in Luke, Matthew, hallelujah. In Mark, about he's going to prepare the way before Christ, okay? 17th chapter of what? Of Matthew, right? 11th
Amen.
Chapter of Matthew, right? He said he's going to
Amen.
Prepare the way before Christ, right? And
Amen.
He told you that, and you said, oh, I'm not paying it no attention. I know the Lord said that, but I don't care. I got my own thing set up. And that's what I'm going to run with. I'd put my name on it. I'd put my money into it. I'd invested in it. And I'm getting good profits out of it.
Amen.
Am I supposed to profit off of the things of God? Am I? Am I supposed to be made rich off of the things of God? Am I? No, I'm not.
Amen.
But he said this. He's supposed to suddenly come to his temple, even the messenger of the covenant, whom he delight in. Behold, he shall come, said the Lord of hosts. And the word of God is sure. Now he has come.
Amen.
The messenger of the covenant has come. Second verse. But who may abide the day of his coming, and who shall stand when he appeareth? For he is like a refiner's fire and like full of soap. Thank you, Jesus. Now you better listen. Take note of this first sentence. Okay, it says this first question says in the second verse there, it says, "But who may abide the day of his coming?" It's the second verse. Who may abide the day of his coming? Who's going to be able to stand when he appears? Why? Because he comes to cleanse. That's one of the works that John the Baptist does, okay? You're talking about the work of restoration and restitution. He comes to cleanse out. Thank you, Jesus. That's one of his things have you read Daniel, where he's supposed to cleanse? Hallelujah.
Amen.
He's supposed to cleanse
Amen.
Out. But who may abide the day of his coming, and who shall stand when he appeareth? For he is like a refiner's fire and like full of soap. Thank you, Jesus. And he shall sit as a refiner and purifier of silver. Hallelujah. What are you made of? Are you made of silver? Are you made of gold? What are you made of? What are you, he says, well, particularly to the ministry, this message is supposed to cleanse, thank you, Lord Jesus.
Amen.
He's supposed to about what? All your works, all of your evil, all of your false doctrines, all of your foolishness, okay, all of your things that is not the gospel of Jesus Christ. Because the gospel, because the church was supposed to only run on one thing, and that's Jesus Christ and his gospel. Thank you, Jesus. That's how the church is supposed to run. It's supposed to run on Jesus Christ and his gospel. That's what it's supposed to be built upon, okay? Thank you, Jesus. And he shall sit as a refiner. What does refiner do? Oh, a refiner, he puts that gold in that hot spot, okay? Puts it in that oven, right? Puts it
Amen.
In that fire, right? And that's where Amen. You're going to be purified. Thank you, Jesus. Now, like my brother was saying, it's going to be hard on the flesh.
Amen.
It's going to be hard on the flesh. Thank you, Jesus. This purifying, thank you, Jesus, hallelujah, of your flesh, this purifying of your spirit, this purifying of your heart, of your mind, to bring you to what? To bring you to having clean hands and a pure heart. That's what it's supposed to bring you to, okay? And he's supposed to purify the sons of Levi. What's the sons of Levi? That's the ministry. And purge
Amen.
Them as gold and silver, that they may offer unto the Lord an offering in righteousness. That means what you've been offering to the Lord, he don't want it.
Amen.
Does that make sense? Does that make sense that the world is in confusion because you've been offering that? Joseph Smith tried to, that's why he built up, he went away from the Lord and built up Mormonism. Thank you, Jesus. He built up his own
Amen.
Church, okay? Thank you, Jesus. Now, he went way beyond most people, okay, when they build up their church, okay? But it don't make any difference. When you build up, whatever you build up, you build up. It's not Christ's church. You build that
Amen.
Yourself, okay? And that's the point of the whole thing, okay, that Jesus Christ did not build your church. Jesus Christ didn't build my church. Jesus Christ didn't build his church. Jesus Christ only built his church, okay? And he sent a messenger. Who would set up something more perfectly than an angel of God, huh? That's why God had to use an angel. Why? Because what did Joseph Smith do? Joseph Smith, he fell, right?
Amen.
So God said, well, I'm going to have to use somebody else. But I did said, the Lord did use Joseph Smith to do a few good things, right? So what three things did Joseph Smith set up? Okay? What three things did he bring back, okay? He brought back what? He brought back the restored gospel of Jesus Christ, okay? Hallelujah, that which is called the record of the Nephite, right? Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
To testify along with the Bible. What else did he bring back? He restored what? The priesthood authority after Christ, okay? Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Not that junk that's in the Mormon church, okay? That junk that he went away and formed that's not of Christ, okay? Christ's temple, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus, hallelujah. We'll talk about that some other time. But Christ's church is supposed to be one, okay? It's supposed to be one people. It's supposed to be one fold, okay? And what does Christ's church do? Christ's church is supposed to only worship him, okay? Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
It's supposed to worship priesthood authority, okay? Because priesthood authority is nothing but it's supposed to be the love of Christ, okay? That's what the priesthood authority is supposed to be, okay? It ain't supposed to be you having no power over no men and women, okay? the priesthood authority is the pure love of Christ. That's what the priesthood authority is, okay?
Amen.
And it only works when you humble yourself. It only works when you come to Christ as a little child, even if you're a 65-year-old man, even if you're a man called to be an apostle. It only works if you humble yourself. If you don't humble yourself, it will never work, okay? Everybody that thinks little of themselves, they will become what? That God will grow them up. The Lord God will grow them up. But the people that think big of themselves, that's got ambition, they usually end up where? Out of the body of Christ. Why?
Amen.
Because you're doing it for yourself. Thank you, Jesus. How do you know you're doing it? How you know when you're doing it for yourself? Because you fail.
Amen.
You always fail when you do it for yourself. Okay, now I'm going to leave it right there, okay? Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. But that's where that's men's callings and things like that, they are no good, okay, unless God, even if you're a real elder, okay? I don't care if you are a real elder, okay? Okay, and I ain't talking about if you go by some different kind of name like the Pope or something like that, okay? I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about it doesn't matter which one of these things you go by unless you obey Christ, okay? Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And we ain't just talking about things that God didn't call, okay? Names archbishops and all that kind of stuff. We ain't talking about that. We ain't talking about cardinals and stuff like that, okay? We know that stuff ain't of God, right? But we talking about people that call themselves the people of God, but they are not doing the will of God, okay? And charismatic people, look at yourselves. Look at yourselves.
Amen.
Because, and I'm going to stop right there. Look at yourself deeply. Okay, brother,
amen.
Take it away.
Amen. And we thank God for the word of the Lord. Don't forget, tomorrow night, me and my brother will be on a new series called Why is Masonry and Mormonism Not Part of the Restoration? We're going to be dealing with Reason 1 tomorrow night, ungodly joining. So look for the advertisement at 7 o'clock p.m. So once again, for Brother Robert Gross, this is Brother Nathaniel Hunt. We love you. God bless you and God keep you in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless, brother.
God bless you, brother.